It's September 8th, 2017, and I'm walking around the apartment with this field recorder, which I still haven't fully explored. Trying not to think about it too much, but there's a huge storm heading to Florida. Happens to be named Irma, which is my sister's husband's mother's name. And I think it's a category 4 now, but it's coming back up to category 5 before it makes landfall. And the center of the storm is like 4 or 5 times wider than Andrew was back in 92. So even if it's not a 5, it's still going to be pretty impressive. And I just hope anybody I know down there is okay. Saw some comments on Facebook of people who are going to ride it out in a bunker somewhere in Key West. Can you even have a bunker in Key West? Key West is like ground zero for this thing. The governor said, there is no safe place in Key West now. My sister pointed out that Ernest Hemingway's house is probably gone, or going to be gone. Could be Morro del Lago, if that's the name of it. Might also be wiped away. I don't know who's going to miss that, but and then there's another one right behind it. Juan. All these 4-letter names. And there also happens to be another hurricane landing in Mexico right now, where they just had an earthquake that killed 80 people. I think Diana's far enough inland that the wind shouldn't be too bad where she is. I saw that some people evacuated to Tampa from Miami area. So somebody must think it's a safer bet. It really is one of these things, though, where you realize what a difference it makes to have money at times like this. My friend Mike from high school lined his windows with looked like steel plates, which I don't think I've ever seen before. But Diane said they don't have money for plywood, but I don't think they really need to worry about it. And I was trying not to say anything sensational or anything that would further scare her, but she mentioned that she has decent insurance. And I didn't want to ask her that because if she didn't, that would just stoke the fears. But it seems she does. Probably no flooding insurance, because nobody has that, but I don't think North Point ever flooded. The story was that it was 2 or 3 feet above sea level, or it was 2 or 3 feet above the surrounding communities, which include a trailer park, and that place flooded every time it rained. And I guess they blamed North Point developers for that. Can't say I blame them. But I think they did lay down like two or three feet of dirt as the foundation for North Point. Although I'd have to go way back in time to figure that out. So I don't think flooding will be an issue, even if it gets like 7 or 8 inches of rain. It's just the wind. It's like Sandy was. It's not going to flood so much. It's just a really mean wind. I remember I went outside as Sandy was working it up, And I just wanted to stand out there for a few seconds just to feel it. And it was mean. It was a mean feeling. It was evil. But Diane's stepdaughter is 8 months pregnant, and she's down in Fort Lauderdale and can't get out. And the other one was evacuated from St. Petersburg. I meant to ask where she evacuated to, but I forgot to do that. But all you can do is wait, right? I think it's supposed to hit South Florida about 2 a.m. Saturday, tomorrow. I think that's what they said. Oh my god, another Anthony Weiner texting scandal. I remember, like, back in 92, Andrew just kind of passed me by. I didn't really become aware of it until years later. Even though my mother talked about it, she was one of the volunteers that went down there to help in the recovery. As was my friend Don, who I met here many years later. But so much just stands to be washed away. There's so much more development now. And it's relentless. And when they're going to wipe all this out, I mean, if this storm, or even two storms, wipe all this out, nobody's going to get it through to these people that they should just move on. You know, why rebuild when you know this could happen? I don't know. It's not my problem. They did circle one that showed all those spaghetti models, and they circled Daytona Beach, and one of them is a possible target. And boy, am I glad I got rid of that place. But I wonder if it's going to make it. I'm sort of curious what kind of shape it's in. Spent the afternoon researching one thing that if I could just get right, I'll prove to myself that I know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to figure out when the first outdoor phone booth existed. And I seem to have found something in, there's an archive at the University of Connecticut that has records of the I can't remember the name of the company, but it was the gray phone company. I'll listen to this. Oh wow, it's already hitting Miami. More than 5 million people have been ordered to evacuate Florida. They've been normally packed areas like this virtually empty tonight. And here's why. These are new pictures, video from Irma's latest target, Cuba, which was slammed with heavy wind and rain earlier today, making it difficult for some people to even stand. Tonight, the National Weather Service has a brutally honest message. This is as real as it gets. We have a team of reporters tracking this developing situation. We'll have a live report from Miami just a moment. But first, Lonnie Crane with the latest in the Storm Center. And Lonnie, Oh, wow, it's back to a Category 5.
Once again, 160 mile per hour winds. Okay, 157, that's the demarcation for when you're going from a Cat 4 to a Cat 5. Moving to the west at 13, so it's picked up 1 mile per hour in terms of its forward motion. I'll take 1 mile per hour. I don't want it slowing up anymore, so okay, I guess with that, it's a horrible storm to begin with. It's 300 miles to the south-southeast now of Miami, Florida. Take a peek at it here on the infrared. And when I put the colors here, what you're looking at
is
the cloud tops, okay? Just know this is a very healthy storm. There's your eye, and it looks like, as I get it nice and tight here, it looks like we've had landfall there on the central coast of the north shore of Cuba. Let's go back, though, and talk about what the track is going to be like, because National Hurricane Center has updated a bit, holding on to a 5, possibly making landfall around the Keys, okay, as a Cat 4. I think it's sometime, you know, late tomorrow night. It's probably more early Sunday morning, I think. And then later in the day on Sunday, a Cat 4 somewhere around, Fort Myers or so.
He says it's going to be a Cat 4 when it goes over Tampa.
Just with the cone and even the line, there's been a little bit more of a shift to the west. There's a Fort Myers landfall potential. But again, the track is in a position where the storm is so huge, it's going to affect either coast. We'll be talking about
the storm is going to cover the whole state. Shelter's good for. Oh, there's the steel plates that my friend Mike did. Steel shutters. I guess I've never heard of that. I wonder if I would have got out. This is pretty scary. They showed some live video from, might have been Anguilla, however you pronounce it.
Just left about 90 minutes ago. It was many that left today, one of many.
website, Flight Radar 24, tweeted out this map earlier. At the time, the site said 332 flights had taken off from airports between Miami and Orlando, with most of them headed north. Earlier in the day, Miami's airport was the scene of long lines and very frustrated travelers who were faced with delays, cancellations.
Well, you shouldn't have waited so long. I mean, I can say that, but what? I don't know what I would have done. In those situations when I was a kid, I was never the decision maker.